Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Couple of updates from out in Ashburn where the Redskins are practicing as they prep for Sunday's matinee against the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you ever remember a FedEx Field Sunday afternoon preseason game?
I am struggling to come up with one. I can't specifically remember. I'm sure it's happened at some point, but I couldn't pull it, man.
If there's been one, I got no file.
Yeah, I have no file. It feels like it's either Saturday night or some other weird day. It's like sometimes Thursday. But the Sunday matinee at like a regular season game schedule, I cannot remember that happening for some time.
Ben Standig of Breaking Burgundy says no Samaje Perine with the running back start of position drills. So we'll have to wait and hear from Jay Gruden after practice why he's missing today. Also, Jordan Reed on the practice field running drills with receivers. And he actually looks very good.
I'm sure he does because he's
seen
great.
A plethora of videos sent out by reporters of him cutting and making catches and making moves. And he looks like nothing was ever wrong with him. So that is a very good sign for the Skins. If Reed goes, Crowder goes, Doxson goes. Cousins has those weapons to go along with Pryor and Thompson and Vernon Davis, and they still can't move the ball, then we're going to have some issues.
Then it's an issue. Yeah. I need the guys on an island, just beat the man in front of you. I need that to happen more often with the Redskins for me to feel comfortable. Just as simple as that. I understand that there's no complex schemes or checking out of plays or kind of whatever else. I know Ryan Grant can't play, so when you run a fade to him, it doesn't work. Now I hope the coaches learn that too, to never ever call that play ever again under any circumstances at any reason, any time. But they're going to have to call run plays. And there's going to be a time where you got to get in a tough yard and maybe everybody knows it's coming or something. I need Sean Laveau to win. I need Spencer Long, not this week, obviously, cousin Chase Roullier, but I need this offensive line to run block effectively. I understand that if they block, they send more than you can block, okay, whatever. And so maybe a certain run play doesn't work. You can't have this systemic failure where every play gets blown up in the back foot and we don't know if Rob Kelly can play or not.
Yeah, at some point.
I can't have that.
You need momentum.
Something.
You need to get something going because it's going to be for real soon enough. And you don't just get to hit a button and suddenly be a different team in the regular season because everyone else is hitting the same button and jumping forward and progressing as well. Here's the question I told you I wanted to ask you. I said, hey, when we come back, I got a question for you. This just dawned on me. So Le'Veon Bell announced via Twitter, randomly, by the way, responding to some guy's tweet. Some guy did what probably 10,000 fans have done in the last month, and he just hit Le'Veon Bell up, and he says, Lev, when are you coming back to practice? And he just took that moment to respond with his answer that this was like his announcement, when he'll be there. And it
Weird.
Was September 1st of this 2017 calendar year, meaning essentially a week away. And everyone took that as, oh, my gosh, now we know Le'Veon Bell is showing up. Here's my question. If you're a Steeler and you've been working your butt off at practice for the last month, do you have any ill will, animosity toward Le'Veon Bell not coming and working out with you? Before you answer, he is the best player on that team.
He's
maybe
great.
Other than Antonio Brown. I mean, there's a debate to be had, but he or Brown are your MVP. He is so much better than everyone else in that locker room other than Antonio Brown. So in a sport where if I'm really good, I have different rules than the guy who's not, and we all know that. That is how the NFL works. It's how a lot of places, including this company, probably works. Probably whatever company you work at works. It's just the way the world is. He doesn't have to be at training camp to hit the ground sprinting. Now, maybe if he plays poorly, you could tell me that all of a sudden the animosity that you're harboring could come to the surface. But just in general, you play for a team where your best player or one of them has held out in quotes, because he wants a new contract.
Right.
But coincidentally, the day he comes back is right as they're making the final cuts after 90 guys have been going with sweat and blood as hard as they can day in and day out. I mean, getting sick over work.
Yeah.
Literally throwing up on the field, just getting themselves to a point of exhaustion and disgust. And yet he's been chilling, doing whatever he's doing, working out with his trainer. Does any part of you have animosity toward him as a teammate?
I do have a little bit of resentment. but I'd get over it. And here's the analogy. Let's say, for the sake of argument, the Junkies, who are the flagship show on this station, who have been doing this for 21 plus years and put up absurd ratings, and are excellent. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that everybody, all of them were in town, because Bickle got excused from the legal training because he had a flight that was previously scheduled, couldn't undo it, whatever.
Right, right.
Let's say he was able to do it and just didn't, and somehow it was okay. I'd be annoyed that I have to do something he doesn't have to do, but I could certainly rationalize it. You see what I'm saying? It's
But I'm not saying that you can't rationalize it. I'm saying, would you harbor any ill will or animosity? Would you say, that's ridiculous that they didn't go to that training? In other words, or would you just say, they're better than me. They do a better thing than I do. They're more successful than me. You know, and that's a good example, localizing it for us, but everyone can kind of do this at their own company with Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
If you're an NFL player, he's better than me. Is there any animosity, or would you have any, I guess, would be the question. We can open up the phones, 800-636-1067. Or are you just so happy that he's coming back that you don't care that he skipped out? This is it supposedly matters so much. Now, watch Hard Knocks. Watch these Dirk Cutter or any other coach speeches that are given in front of the room. The next 2 weeks, we're coming together as a team. The Super Bowl is won tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the practice field. I mean, all of that rhetoric, it either is nonsense and nothing matters, or Le'Veon Bell did something wrong. It can't be both.
Right. So I generally, as someone who's outside looking in, always want guys to be there. Like, I can't stand when DeSean Jackson sits courtside at an NBA playoff game instead of going to OTAs. I can't stand when he's at a record release party instead of going to OTAs. I don't like when Trent Williams misses. I want guys there. I want guys in on team bits whenever possible. If you can't control it, you can't control it. But I would like everyone to be there. Otherwise, you pretend they don't matter. Now, we had AJ Francis on, for example, and he said, you guys need to get the hell over it. Relax about yourself.
Yeah, he said that players don't care about it, yeah, which is what I'm asking.
Yeah, so I would say this. As a player, let's say I am. Again, I'm not, but say I was. I would be irritated, but it's not the type of thing where I would start complaining. It's not the type of thing where I would start going, and put my name behind something and publicly complain about it. I would say, God, that's annoying that he didn't have to do all the work that we did. But the dude's great, and he's earned it in this league, so I'll get over it.
Does this guy right here on TV look like John Walton to you a little bit?
Bob Lee?
Nope, not Bob Lee. That guy.
Oh, there's a little John Walton to him.
You see a little John Walton there? 800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. Any animosity at all, if you're a Steeler, who has been hard at work in 90-plus degree heat, at times twice a day, very physical training camp. They actually tackle to the ground, a novel concept, once or twice a week.
Wow.
They go harder than most of the rest of the league. They go right up against what you're allowed to do, essentially, where no other team even approaches it. Peter King wrote a great piece about how physical the camps were in Seattle and in Pittsburgh and how different it is from the rest of his camp stops. But how would you feel about Bell coming back right at the end of camp? This holdout will end right as it's time to start collecting those checks at the start of the regular season. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.